Hi, we're looking back on March 25th, and it was a year ago today that the one-match ban was handed down to Australian cricket captain Steve Smith for the ball tampering saga. The ban by Australian cricket was far more harsh.
What happened in Cape Town has already been laid out by Cricket Australia. Tonight, I want to make clear that as captain of the Australian cricket team, I take full responsibility.
It's Elton John's birthday today. He's 72. He's only behind the Beatles on the list of the biggest selling British artists of all time. And he's had over 20 top 20 hits here in Australia. I'm still standing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, he stood the test of time, but he's on his farewell tour, which comes to Australia in December.
You know, I've had an amazing life. I've had an amazing career. I've been so incredibly lucky. My life has changed. The priorities in my life have changed. My priorities now are my children.
Happy birthday, Sir Elton John. Sarah Jessica Parker is also on the birthday list. She's 54 today. She made her film debut in 1979, but made it big as the star of the TV series Sex in the City.
Carrie Bradshaw. I'm representing myself.
Australian comedian and one half of the comedy duo Lano and Woodley. Colin Lane's also 54 today.
You know, I don't think you're pulling your weight, frankly.
My name's not frankly.
And there's another Aussie comedian on the birthday list. Judith Lucy is 51.
Mum and I would sit down to a bowl of yogurt, low-calorie raspberry cordial and bran all mixed together. It's a little bit like eating sweet dirt.
Finally, the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, was also born on this day, one of the true music legends. She died aged 76 last year. Remembering Aretha Franklin on March 25th.